In addition to those kinds of investments, we also need investments in research and development. So what might that look like? In 1966, the U.S. invested about 0.5% of gross domestic product in the Apollo program. It got people safely to the moon and back to the Earth. 0.5% of GDP today is about $100 billion. So knowing that direct air capture is one front in our fight against climate change, imagine that we could invest 20%, $20 billion. Further, let's imagine that we could get the costs down to $100 a ton. That's going to be hard, but it's part of what makes my job fun. And so what does that look like? $20 billion, $100 a ton, that requires us to build 200 synthetic forests, each capable of capturing 1 million tons of CO2 per year. That adds up to about 5% of U.S. annual emissions. Doesn't sound like much. Turns out it's actually significant. If you look at the emissions associated with long-haul trucking and commercial aircraft, they add up to about 5%. Our dependence on liquid fuels makes these emissions really difficult to avoid. So this investment could absolutely be significant.